All right.
So delayed. I love that. On my screen, so... it was like, clap.
Yeah. Clap, clap. It's clap, so clap. Nice. So nice to sync on that clap. I love it.
Yes. I love it. Yes.
So, also, welcome back.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. This is episode...
Wow, seven. Josh. Wow.
All right. Listen.
Seven.
Listen.
I even knew it was seven.
Welcome back to episode seven, guys.
Of what?
Josh, you're literally on every episode.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's actually an okay point. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's pretty decent, to be honest.
So,
episode seven of what?
Episode seven of the Project One Dance Podcast.
Yes.
Woo! Woo! Choo-choo-choo! Yeah. Hello everyone, my name is Josh, and with me hosting is...
I'm Ryan.
Yes, and we have a very special guest today for our interview. Please introduce yourself, person.
Person.
Person. Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm from Project One Dance Crew.
Woohoo! He already knew how to say, you know, I'm Rob, I'm from Project One Dance Crew. That took
I've been listening, you know?
He took a couple takes with the other people.
He's been listening to every episode because he edits everyone.
Because that's another interesting thing. Rob is actually an editor for these podcasts.
He does the audio.
Big thanks to him.
Makes it all clean, all nice. And I do the video.
Yes.
Yes, last week, this is actually a bit of behind the scenes. I had like so much mic trouble. My mic was giving all this static, so it took Rob's ages to try and clean it up.
I couldn't even do it fully. That's the thing. Like, so everyone would have heard it, but like if you listen to it, it's literally 90% better than like the original recording. Yeah, you could barely hear Ryan's voice.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
The whole time. So, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's all trial and error anyway, so...
Yeah. You never know when it's coming. Hot takes with Ryan right now. Oh, my God.
No, it's right at the start. It's right at the start.
Hot takes with Ryan. Okay, so...
Whoa.
Hot take for today.
God damn.
You guys know the song Torn by Natalie Imbruglia?
No.
Nope.
That's not her original song. That's a cover.
Really?
What? I don't know what song you're talking about.
What a hot take.
Is she well known for it? Is she well known for it?
Yeah. Yeah, guys. Well, okay, how about this? Wow. How about this? Two hot takes in one, okay?
Oh.
Two hot takes.
Shannon Knowles, What About
Me? Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's a cover as well.
It's a cover, yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, that's a cover.
That song is so popular.
So is the only thing he's known for.
My life is a lie, dude. What? Shannon Knowles is a fake.
Thank you, everyone. That was my... hot take for this episode.
Hot take, woohoo! That take was right at the beginning. We didn't even have any chance to warm up. It was just straight fire, straight off the bat.
Straight fire. All right. So let's hop into today.
Yes, let's hop into our interview with Rob today. So, Rob, how you doing, man? How are things right now?
Yeah, pretty good, man. You know, just chilling at home still. Like restrictions are starting to be lifted a bit where we are, but you know, not really to the point where much has actually changed.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend about this, but like, it's kind of this feeling of like things are getting lifted around where we are and things are getting better, but not enough to actually change our day to day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How I feel. Yeah. So it's like the things that are like important to us in our lives are like still, you know, not changing. So.
Yeah, totally.
Mm.
Yeah. Nah, that's good though. It's good that you're still, you know, adhering to the rules, social distancing, all that. We want this whole situation to be over as fast as possible.
Yeah, totally.
I want everyone to stay safe out there, so that's good. Mm. But the first question we want to know from you, Rob, is how did you start dancing?
Oh, dang. I started dancing...
Is this hard? Is this hard?
No, it's not hard. It's just throwback, you know? Yeah, I started dancing, like, not at PB, a long time ago.
Mm.
Well, not that long, realistically. But maybe, like, 13, 14 years ago.
Wow.
At a different video to Project Beats. Yeah, I was just doing, like, one class a week kind of thing. But I got into it just... my sister had been dancing since she was three. So I went to the same studio as her, check it out. And yeah, just kept going from there, and then joined PB, what, like 5 years ago now?
Mm.
Yeah, but it was mainly because my sister was already dancing, and then I was just getting into lots of sport, and yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of styles did you start off with at the other studio?
So I started with hip-hop, which wasn't... It wasn't really like street dance, like, you know, real hip-hop. It was... although, you know, back then it actually wasn't so bad compared to, like, some things you see now. Back then, like, there was some pretty legit stuff.
Yeah.
Especially because the studios didn't focus on hip-hop, so... and then a couple of years in, I started doing tap. I did that for like 8 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I actually didn't know
that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Really?
Yeah, I did tap for like 8 years.
How long did you tap for?
8 years.
What?
That's
what?
Sick. So you can tap dance?
Yeah, I think I was still doing it in the first year I came to PB.
That's crazy.
Bro, what? I did not know that.
Okay. Hold on.
You have to show
on.
Us when we...
You have to show us,
I don't even
yeah,
have tap shoes that fit me anymore, dude. Like,
dude, I want to see this.
That's impressive.
Okay, leave a comment if you want Rob to post a video of
him. Bro, it'd be so trash. We'll post it. We'll so post long.
That'd be so good to watch. That's sick.
That's so cool.
No, it's really interesting, like, finding out, you know, every member's different dance background and stuff, like... you know, Zoe started out ballet, and Rob did tap and other stuff as well. And then who else? Oh, actually, no, I won't say other people's because, you know, they'll have their own interview and you can find out that way. But yeah, no, that's really cool. So who introduced you to PB, or how did you find PB?
Well, so my sister was in a mega crew called Nirvana, and they went to Worlds in 2013.
Yeah, so this is okay. HHI Worlds,
yeah,
Hip Hop
yeah, yeah.
Internationals.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, so I got to see a lot of the videos and stuff from that, and it really, really inspired me. I was like, man, I want to go there. Like, that was like, you know, I was starting to think about quitting dance, but like then I was like, nah, like I want to go there. And so yeah. I tried out for this studio that I was at, tried out for their crew. But I think they really wanted an all-female crew focusing on, I guess, more feminine styles, which isn't really a thing,
right.
But, you know. And so the studio owner said, oh, but I have a friend called Chip who owns Project Beats. You know, I think you'd like it there. And I was like, oh, yeah, sick. And then I never heard anything back about it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then one day on Facebook popped up Project Beats crew auditions, just randomly. And I was like, oh, man, okay, should I do it? Should I do it? And like, you know, a little bit before I was like, okay, screw it, I'm just going to do it. And Mum drove me out there and I auditioned and got into Mega Beats, which was the development crew at the time. And yeah, been going ever since.
Man, Mega Beats is ages ago.
Yeah, bro, that's old school.
I remember that. Wow, that's old school. That's crazy. No, that's really cool though, like, how it was kind of just like a chance thing that it popped up and it was like, oh, this is happening really soon. You decided, oh, screw it. Give it a go. Because like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, like when they're trying to make a decision, Ryan dropped out.
We've lost Ryan every time.
Oh, good. We'll keep going. So yeah, I think it's really interesting, like how a lot of people, like when they make decisions, like they put a lot of thought into it and stuff and all that. And, like they never end up coming to a decision. But, like, I feel like some of the best decisions you can make is just, like, going, screw it, I'll do it.
Yeah, you legit. Because I was thinking about it. I nearly didn't go because I was like, what if I'm not good enough? Like, blah, 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 blah. You know? But, yeah, best decision of my life.
No, that's good. That's good. Okay, how are we getting Ryan back in here?
He can just join.
He can join. Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... That's really good though, like that you just came across an opportunity, you took it. That's really important. Taking opportunities is the most important thing. Like, we always get people commenting and like sending us messages about you know, wanting to start dancing again, and like they're not sure whether they should or not. At the end of the day, just like, if you want to do something, just take that opportunity, you know. Like, there's not, you can do nothing better than just putting yourself out there, and I guarantee you it'll work out.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
That's really cool. So when and how did you join P1?
Okay, so I was in Megabeats for a term, did a few performances with them and stuff. And I really, like, I wanted to get into Project One straight away because that was the varsity crew and that was just the age I was at. So, you know, I was obviously trying for it. And then at the end of my first term in Megabeats and doing Hip Hop Foundations, which was our only, like, real foundation class at the time. We didn't have any other styles. Yeah. We had, like, a Friday casual urban class, but that was it. So after... Oh, Ryan's coming back.
Yo. He's Vic. He's back.
What up?
What's up?
What's up? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
We were just finding out how Rob joined P1.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so after a term of Megabeats and Hip Hop Foundations, I got the letter that a lot of us got saying, like, hey, come to auditions, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't especially for Josh.
All right, you know, listen, okay, it made me feel special, dude, all right? It made me feel...
but yeah, so...
How many of us actually got that letter? Like, that's
awesome. At least half of us. Yeah.
Because I knew Jason. Jason was already in it.
Jason and Jade were already in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so went to the audition. And so as part of the audition, you can do some of your own choreography. And, you know, most people would do like a minute or 30 seconds or whatever.
Oh, and I remember this.
I did a full-blown 3-minute routine.
Don't.
Dude, I remember sitting there and I was like, dude, this guy is good. He's got so much.
Wow. No, but it was also terrible.
And then, like, went above and beyond.
And then halfway through, I was like, bro, is this guy going to stop? Like, no, I guess not. Wow. He's really confident. He keeps going.
He's going off.
It's because I came from, like, a Stedford background, right? And the time limit for a Stedford solos is 3 minutes. So I thought that was just, like, normal, you know?
Mm.
Which, in that world it is, but for an audition at Project Beats, it's not.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, okay, 30 seconds is up. Rob continues for another 2.5 minutes.
I ain't done.
That's so funny. I ain't done. Watch me.
It's like they start counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I go over restart timer. Keeps going.
That's hilarious. That's funny. Nah, that's cool. Meanwhile, people who are more unprepared, like me, didn't make anything.
I should have given you half my routine.
Should have given me half of it. Just told it to me outside. I would have still been way over. Nah, that's cool. Awesome. Yeah, that's dope. What classes did you start out doing at PB?
So like I said, at first it was Megabeats and Hip Hop Foundations. And then after the first term is when Popping Class first started up. Or what was it, 2 terms? It was 1 term or 2 terms, I can't remember. But yeah, so on the day of my audition, Jackson started teaching me popping, like straight up, before we had class. And then so once the popping class came along, I just did it. And then I pretty much did everything I could as new classes came out and we started growing. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because when we started, there was only like, there was like one Hip Hop Foundation class and like,
the casual Friday class. No.
Yeah. PB really wasn't as big as it is today. So like, I guess we were very grateful whenever like new opportunities and new classes came up and like,
we
did like all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think locking was one of the first ones that actually and Izzy taught it.
Mm. Yeah. I remember when I told my my parents, like, I would be, like, dancing every single day. They were like, what? What?
Excuse me?
Because
it just wasn't a thing before.
There was, like, this package with Project One that PB had where it's, like, you got to do every single class.
Yeah, yeah.
And back then it was just like one-ish every single day. So you're like, I guess I'm doing it every single day.
But that...
Every single day, yeah.
That package was such good value. Like, We got training and as many classes as we wanted, like, basically.
Chip was providing. He was fostering the growth.
Yeah.
That was a sick package. Cool. Awesome. Well, so you mentioned that Jackson started teaching you popping.
Mm.
And that's kind of like your main style now, isn't it?
Yeah. Popping's my main style.
Dope. Okay. Dope. And what has been your favorite thing about learning popping?
Oh, Ryan's gone again. That's okay.
Damn, Ryan lagged out again.
Favorite thing about...
What's been your favorite thing about learning popping?
I think... Well, for one, like, the main things I came into PB lacking was body control and the ability to, like, relax and slow down, which is probably, like, the biggest one. Mm. I still sometimes have issues with relaxing, yes, depending on the style. But I think popping, first off, gave me better body control because, like, I don't know, I feel like popping is one of the most, like, you know, you have to have a very keen body awareness, you know. And you have to have body awareness for all styles, but I think popping is just like, you know, kind of pushed me in that direction. And then, after doing that, you know, because I never really realized the groovier side of popping. I feel like it can have two, like, of like the extremes, you know what I mean? And so that kind of forced me.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Guys, I swear, I need a new computer. Like,
it's cool.
This is not going well.
It's cool. We kept going, man. It's okay.
That's good. This is good. Resilience, right? Maybe we're just trying to teach you a lesson and I'm not having technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Maybe this is all, like,
just,
you know.
You're just purposely hanging up.
Yeah. Maybe. So, because I want our viewers to learn persistence, you know?
Yeah, cool.
Straight up.
Still get it out even if there's trouble.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's really cool though, Rob. Like, I totally agree. Popping is one of those styles that, like, you have to know exactly what your body's doing, like, at all times. It's not so much something where you can just, you know, chuck a move or anything like that. It's very, you know, you have to listen to the music, you know when you tense your muscles, when to relax, you know where your angles are and all that. Mm. And it is a really... Like, props to all poppers. It's a difficult, you know, style to master. And there's so many good poppers out there. So.
Yeah, legit.
But, yeah.
Mm.
But seeing your growth, man, it's really good. Like, you know, you train heaps and we've seen the progress.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Just recently in a P1 crew little battle, he actually came out on top.
Yeah.
And he was throwing some dope sets. So, big props to him, man.
So good.
It's just one battle.
Big props to Rob.
It's just one battle.
Doesn't matter, man. It's still good.
I feel like, with you, Rob, I've seen you, like, grow so steadily. Like...
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like everyone has plateaus, but I feel like I've just seen you. You just, like, always grow. And I'm like, how does he do it, man? Like, he just keeps getting better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
It's so dope. So dope to see. Yeah.
Very good. Cool. Well, yeah. That's kind of like our big dance philosophy sort of questions that I wanted to ask you anyway. Unless there's anything else that Ryan wanted to ask.
How did you like do your hair? Because look, I feel like I don't do my hair that good, and both of you have really good hair.
I mean, it's not today. It's okay.
So like,
I just got a haircut.
I even tried putting product in it, but I don't. I feel like you guys know how to put product in your hair. I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Well,
Ryan, your hair's perfect, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
I mean, I've been growing my hair out. So, like, it's been pretty...
So, how does it still look good, though?
Well, it's kind of getting past, like, an awkward stage at the moment. So, that's pretty good.
Mm.
But, also, I just get a tiny bit of product. And just to make it sit back because it doesn't quite have enough weight to sit all the way back by itself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're just like...
That's...
So the product actually just helps structure. Like...
Yeah, like my hair will sit back like this by itself, but just like it might stick up a little bit at the back because it's not quite long enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not actually like straight up using it to like style your hair. More like get a structure. Okay.
No. Well, you've seen in like training, like if I take my hair out, I just go like that in the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish.
This is funny. Learning about Rob's hair.
Bro, this is important stuff, bro.
It's important.
It's important stuff. Maybe some viewers out there are like trying to grow out their hair as well. And they're like, how does Rob's hair look so luscious? How does it look so good?
Oh, man.
Conditioner, bro.
Conditioner.
I ain't gonna lie.
Make sure you condition.
Okay, what's the way you do it? Because you shampoo first.
Well.
And then.
When you're trying to grow out your hair, you're not supposed to shampoo too much because it gets rid of like the natural oils.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
There you go.
I still do it, but I used to shampoo my hair every day, but now probably be like a couple of times a week, depending on how much I'm training or whatever. But I condition every day. Yeah.
Little tip for you guys. Make sure you clean your face after you shampoo or condition, because otherwise that shampoo and conditioner can get in your face and give you like a bad skin.
Ah.
So there you go. Chemicals in there give bad skin.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like we should
make
have like a segment
it better.
That's just like how to make hair look good.
I've been thinking, all of us, we don't have like distinct enough hairstyles. Right?
Bruh. What?
Do you mean are you talking about like anime?
Yeah, like.
Like how anime characters have really distinct hair?
Yeah, and it's like that hair almost like defines their character. But I think because we're still kind of like changing things up and like, you know, doing random stuff, like maybe colors. Maybe we got to dye our hair like different colors.
Okay.
So, I love the color.
I'm not even kidding. I've thought about this, dude. I'm like, I've gone, what color would look good in my head? Like on my hair.
I reckon you could pull off dyeing your hair, but like not many people in Project One probably could.
Yeah, nah.
I'd get like little bits of lighter brown throughout.
Oh, really? I was thinking you would get like frosted tips and stuff.
frosted tips?
Yo, he gonna be in the scene.
Or like, okay, I was either thinking maybe, that I'll or think like blue, it. Like bright blue.
Like such
bright blue.
Yeah.
Listen, all right, you know, don't tempt me, bro.
I'll do it.
Don't tempt me.
I reckon your mum would go off.
She probably would. Okay. I think it's time for our lightning round now.
Oh wait, Rob. Actually, lightning round. Before this, I have a grievance to air with you.
A grievance, yeah.
A grievance. Okay. Why? Where's the Hot Takes with Ryan theme
song? Okay. No. I actually thought you were gonna ask me this. I thought you were gonna ask me this.
Yeah.
I made a draft, right? I made a draft.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't want to, like, I want a soundboard to use it. I don't just want to edit it in there, you know?
Okay.
Right.
Like, I want it to be.
So we can hear it as well.
Yeah, because, like, otherwise it's just, like, it's unnatural. But, like,
I feel
like we should definitely when we get back together, we can invest in a soundboard and have it like on the table. Just be like, bah, hit it.
You know, if not, we can just like play it. You can play it on your phone into the speaker or something.
Okay.
That could work.
That's true.
I'll mix it and get it all good and we just play it through the phone. But like, I full took Josh's voice going like, do, 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 right? And I like pitch shifted it and layered it.
I don't remember it though.
Pitch shifted it and layered it. So it was like.
Oh my god.
And then I added all these like news flash like instruments and like brass and stuff in. It's gonna be sick.
That's
so
cool.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
When we do the podcast in person,
it's gonna be so good.
You can see that.
It sounds pretty retarded to be honest, but like that's its beauty.
No, it's gonna be funny. I love it. It's gonna be this.
Okay.
Lightning round. Okay. So, in lightning round, Rob, you know how it works. We're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. You have to try and answer them nice and quick, but with good detail as well. So, I don't want to hear one word answers.
What?
Those
like conflicting things, but yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah,
Quickly but goodly.
Quickly but goodly.
That's
detail.
The rules.
All right.
Quickly but goodly.
Quickly but goodly.
That should be the name
rules.
Of the segment. Quickly.
Quickly but goodly lightning
quickly
questions.
Quickly but goodly questions. Yeah, quickly but goodly lightning questions.
Oh yeah, just rolls off the tongue. Wow.
Okay, so first question. What is your favorite color?
Green.
What is your biggest fear?
Biggest fear. Not doing.
Come on, quickly, but good.
Not doing a good enough job. Quickly, but goodly. Not doing a good enough job at something.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop there for a sec. Where does this come from?
Pause.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about our feelings for a second. Okay.
Stepping away real quickly.
Where does these feelings of not doing a job good enough come from? Are these your own insecurities or your own doubts that, you know, you think that your skills are not adequate for someone else, or where does this come from?
Well, I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Yeah.
As you guys probably know.
No, I didn't know.
No, not at all.
No, I totally knew.
But I feel like also dance and music are very similar in that, you know, you can improve like so much, but like it's never, not that it's never going to be enough, but there's always more to do.
Right. Know? Like you're never done. Mm-hmm. You can never be like done.
Yeah. And I feel like I kind of,
there's no limit.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of take that into a lot of aspects of my life where I don't want to do half a job, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever you're doing, you're going to go like 100%. Yeah.
So it's not so much for other people. It's more for myself.
Yeah. Just because you feel like...
That's good.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, but is it like kind of like you feel almost like a responsibility to do everything to your best? Like whatever it is.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
All right. Good to know.
That's good. Thanks for that, Rob. That was a good little intake on that.
It's good.
Cool. Okay, back to it. 3 dance inspirations. Go.
Jackson. Boogaloo Kin.
Ooh.
And this is a bit of a weird one, but Boo Boo. Definitely not my style, I really like his creativity, especially recently, and kind of want to draw from that. But there's so many.
All right. Who did you most dislike when you first joined Project One?
Whoa. Okay. This is a bit of a weird one. I think Jason and I had a bit of a love-hate relationship. Where like...
yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. I kind of connected with him first out of everyone in P1. But also like he could like be a bit of a dick to me sometimes. I think he knows this.
That's good. As long as like you guys know, like it was a thing. It's not like awkward and it's like
we got in like a fight once, not in like a punch up or anything, but like, so I'd like broken up with my girlfriend at the time in high school, and he made some like a kind of mean comment about it, and then like I went off at him, and then he was like, "Oh crap."
Oh. Yeah.
Damn.
But like that was like year 9.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
so long ago.
I think it's stuff like that it's like as much as you guys can disagree, like it ultimately brings us closer together. Yeah.
Yes.
Because like also understanding all these different sides of people's personalities, like, you know, with whoever, you know, you're friends with, whoever you're in a relationship with whatever. Like, there's always going to be parts of that person that you're like, I do not like this. Like, I don't vibe with this at all. Like, I don't like this. And it's more just, like, understanding those things and, like, how to work together with that person to, I guess, like, make things better. So, yeah, even, like, Jason and I have disagreements. Like, Rob and I, Josh and I, we, like, we all have disagreements. And, like, I think ultimately, like, it's better. Because in the end, we all know that, like, you know, it comes from a good place. Like, we're not trying to hurt each other. Even if we're, like, being mean, maybe we were like, oh, I thought that would be funny. Oh, no. But, like, yeah, just understanding those things is, I guess, like, beneficial to us as a crew in the long run.
Yo, I'm going to interrupt the lightning 100%. Round right there because my camera decided to run out of memory. So...
All right. We'll be right back.
There we go. Cut it. Okay, so we're back. We just took a little quick break there because technical difficulties, but straight back into the lightning round. Okay, first impressions of Chip when meeting him.
I think it's pretty much the same as everyone. A little bit intimidated. Like, not so much like, oh my gosh, he's so scary, but like, he would just sit there on his trestle table and, like, you know, he had his tattoos and stuff. He just looked like a gangster, you know?
Mm.
And I was just a little guinea white boy. Yeah.
Which he is a gangster.
A little skinny.
He is a gangster.
Gangster.
And Rob is no longer a little skinny white boy.
I'm a tall skinny white boy.
Tall skinny white boy.
Wow. Character progression, guys.
Character progression. Subtle, it's but all about makes a character difference. Progression.
Alright, if you could master any one skill, what would it be?
Ooh.
Like any skill.
I think just like knowing different people, like quickly.
Ooh. So like getting to know people?
Getting to know people and also just knowing how to talk to them. Because like, you know, everyone takes things differently. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't take that long to know someone. But if you could just know how to talk to people like real quick, then I think that'd be very helpful. Yeah.
I think some people, like, I guess due to whatever their circumstances or like they're just naturally gifted with it, but like they can somehow talk to people a lot easier and like connect with people a lot easier.
Like someone like Steve, I feel.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah. Stevie G.
Stevie G is a good example.
One of our mentors, teachers.
I feel like it's also good for like, you know, the industry we're in and also the music industry, because like it's all about people.
Yeah. Well, I guess like in life as well. Like,
yeah,
life
just is general.
About people. Yeah.
Mm.
And just the more you could, you know, connect with people. Yeah, definitely. That's dope.
Cool. I like that. All right. Something you are doing right now that everyone should be trying.
Just taking advantage of the time we have. Cause like, you know,
Okay.
Even if much, everyone's got more time right now, you know, especially for me, like, cause I would travel from home to uni, to a gig, to dance back home all in one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have at least 2 extra hours a day where I would have been traveling.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, sometimes it's good to use that to relax, but then also it's like, we're never like, it's most likely that we're never going to have an opportunity like this again to spend time on the things that we haven't had time for. Especially like preparing for when things are back to normal. I know that I'm trying to like practice music and get my set list together and work with my band as much as possible now, so that way when all the gigs come back up, you know, we can just snatch them
you
up.
Guys will be ready.
And if other people aren't ready, then they're not going to get it. You know what I mean?
Straight up. Yeah.
Dope.
That's dope.
No, that's sick. I like that. Everyone should be taking advantage of this time. Even if we're, you know, stuck at home, there should be no excuse to be bored or anything. There's so much stuff that you can be doing.
Yeah. I don't know if this annoys you guys, but like, I mean, when people say like, oh, I'm bored, or like, I don't have anything to do like during this time, I don't know why it annoys me. Like, it probably shouldn't. And like, I guess like, I understand how people can be bored, but like,
yeah,
I think it's at those times when you're bored that you can use that boredom. And instead of like just finding something to, you know, continue letting yourself be distracted by something else, you use that boredom and that like, oh my God, what am I actually doing, to, you know, reevaluate, rethink, and determine the things that you want to do, and then just pursue that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, it could be learning a language, learning a skill, learning to talk to people better, cooking, you know, even just like whatever you want
to
do.
Life's too short to be bored.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not as in like, you know, you can't, you know, spend an hour sitting on your phone doing nothing or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're...
No, exactly.
You know, sometimes it's good to just relax, which I should probably do more, really. Mm. But like...
Yes, you should. Like, specifically, you should.
But like... It's
specifically,
you don't know what to do. And it's just like, don't let that be the norm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of things to find.
Make the decision, or not the decision, but like spend your time trying to, if you don't know what to do, spend your time trying to find out what you want to do.
And at the end of the day, if you try something and don't like it, you never have to do it again, you know?
Yeah. And also that time would be like well used, because then you understand, you're like, oh, maybe I don't want to do this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or also someone's like whipping some cream right now. So I don't know if you guys can hear that in the microphone, but yeah, maybe it's just so Rob, you're going to have a hard time with that.
Nah, that's all right. That's all right.
That's all right. Okay. Good. Okay. Sweet. But yeah, again, we're not...
Okay, next...
Sorry, wait, last thing. Sorry. We're not saying that, like, you know, you can't spend, you know, maybe a day binging an anime, but, like, you know, go for it, but make sure that you spend the time to also, you know, discover more things about yourself and where you want to spend your time in the future. Yeah.
100%. No, that's good.
Mm. Nice. All right. Okay, nice. Something that you want to achieve this year.
I want to do a gig singing without playing guitar.
Ooh.
Because,
cool. Okay.
So at uni, I'm studying vocals, actually. Whereas previously I was studying guitar. And I always sang as well, because, you know, it gives me more opportunities as with like solo gigs and stuff. And now I'm studying vocals and it's left me really like, it feels like naked, you know?
Singing without the guitar,
and I realized how little I knew about my voice. Like, even in less than 6 months, like, the improvement and the amount of times, like, I've actually reached goals has been insane, because, like, I just didn't realize how much more I had to learn.
Yeah.
And so...
I feel like that's a big thing. Like, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of this thing... A lot of musicians talk about this effect. I think it's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And it's like, when you know nothing, like you know nothing. And as soon as you know a little bit, you think you know a lot.
Once you, I think I've heard about this.
And once you get further in, you realize how much there's actually left to learn. So the more you know, less you actually know.
Yeah.
I'd love to... try and do some sort of gig, whether it's with a band or whatever, just doing vocals.
Right.
Cool.
That's dope.
That's dope.
Oh, why do we always say also that, Josh? We're always like, oh, yeah, that's dope.
Because it is. No, it is. It's dope.
It is dope.
That's
what I think. Like, no one... Right. I think so little people use dope in, like, their everyday, you know, vocabulary.
It's because we're street dancers.
But we do.
Because we're street dancers. Yeah. Dude,
that's normal.
So like, oh, yo, that's dope.
Accidentally do like the hand wave at things that aren't dancing.
Yeah. It's like you start eating food, you're like, ooh, ooh. Oh, man.
Okay. Everyone's favorite question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, I should have thought about this. Because there's benefits to
so many. You should have known this is coming.
I think for me, teleportation. Because I'm a busy man.
I got places to be. That's dope.
So Rob could have anything, and he's like, I just want more convenience in my life. Just being able to teleport.
Well, because it's like, I'm talking about now. At the moment, I'm saving at least 2 hours a day on travel time.
I could save that every
single day.
Imagine that. Every single and day, you just think about where you want to go, and bang, you're there.
Better yet, I feel like you guys are going to get this. When you have like a big day, you're going lots of places and stuff. And you don't pack enough food and you don't want to buy food, I can just teleport home.
Oh my God. You would save so much money as well.
Yeah, right. So no much petrol money. It's petrol, like, food.
And the food, as well. And plus, if you're like, bro, I really want this fried chicken from Family Mart in Japan. Boom.
Teleport to Japan.
You're there.
Bro,
maybe just go straight to Japan. You're good.
Yeah.
Dude, legit,
Wow.
Yeah, that's... I feel like there's a lot you could do with that.
I think teleportation is like a really popular.
I think teleportation is a good one. It's always like either like something that you can move really fast or just get some. It's always about getting somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel like is the best powers.
Have you guys thought about the physics of teleportation? Not the physics, but like the, I guess everything behind it. Like when you teleport to a place, is it like everything in that space gets teleported to where you were? So if I teleported into a wall, would like a wall-shaped hole of me appear where I was?
Well,
oh, I know what you mean. So like, nah, what would fill out that space?
I don't think so.
You don't think so. So if I teleported into a wall, I would just be the wall? Like,
like Minecraft, no, just suffocate?
That's just...
I think it's like... Well, because the theory behind teleportation is that it's rearranging your atoms and then moving them and then putting them back together.
Right.
So okay. I don't think it is necessarily swapping things from either point.
But then you wouldn't... There's already atoms filling that space. So, like, how would you form your atoms there? Or would, like, it just not work? Like,
I feel like it just wouldn't work.
Okay. Hmm.
I feel like it wouldn't work, yeah.
Teleporter would malfunction.
Be like, move 1 meter to the left. And then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Unless you specifically, like... I mean, I know we're talking about superpowers, but if we're talking about, like, the science of it, unless you specifically, like, set it up to, like, move the atoms from that space to fit you in.
Right. But
I feel like that's just not really a good
idea.
That's
useful.
Yeah.
Imagine how funny that would be, like, someone was, like, in their home, and then out of nowhere, some dude, like, just came and just placed himself in the wall.
just with the head poking out.
What's up?
Oh, man. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Rob's a smart boy as well. He's a very smart boy.
Very smart boy.
None of that demonstrated, like, anything intelligent. I know about teleportation.
About
crap.
Have you guys thought about this? Like, what if everywhere you teleported, there was, like, this huge lightning strike, and that was the way you teleported?
So what, you were, like, absorbed into the lightning, and then it just went, like...
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. Like, I've had these thoughts like a lot of, like, yeah, and you're just, like... And
that's actually really cool.
Right? But then you could...
Imagine how dope of an entrance you could make.
I know, right? But then you could never teleport to, like, in your home or, like...
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Because it would just strike lightning on your home.
Yeah.
You'd only teleport in, like, very remote areas.
Oh, man. Maybe we should
just
have
Just let
a
me
whole,
teleport down the street.
A whole podcast where we do that that game where we're, like... Here's a superpower, and here's the downside.
Yeah, yeah.
And would you still take it?
All right, there we go. We got an idea for your podcast. I like it.
All right.
Cool.
Moving on.
Next question, go.
Ethnicity or nationality. Oh, yeah, this is very not lightning.
Yeah, it's really not. ethnicity / nationality, just Australian. Yeah. That's it.
Sick.
I mean, yeah, just white.
Cool, easy. one hidden talent you have. Go, show us your hidden talent.
Tap dancing.
Oh, that is pretty hidden.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty cool. No one knew, so it's hidden.
See, like, people ask me, like, people from, like, the dance world ask about hidden talent, and, like, I usually say music, and then people in the music world ask me about hidden talent, but, like, you guys know
right.
both,
yeah,
so
yeah.
it's like...
So it's like just tap dancing?
Tap dancing? I don't do anything else.
That's dope. That's cool. Cool. All right, cool. Is Josh? Hello?
Sorry?
Huh?
Is it your one?
Oh, no, that's it. That's all the questions.
Sorry, I thought we were up to the next one. My bad. Oh, good. Okay, cool.
It's okay.
But yeah, awesome. Thanks, Rob. Just before we move into comments, the last question is, what are your social medias?
Ooh.
Where can everyone find your social medias?
Instagram, rob.aspinall, or Rob Aspinall Music, if you want to check out some of my music stuff.
Check it out. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Not really.
It is. Okay? Don't sell yourself short.
It is good.
Come on.
Everyone go check out his music.
And then YouTube, you can check me, Rob Aspinall, and then Facebook, Rob Aspinall. Yeah.
Cool.
Sick.
Awesome. Rob has the most social medias out of everyone else. Everyone else is just usually like, oh yeah, Instagram. That's it.
Yeah, legit. Yeah.
Well, that is like the best place to connect with us. Wherever it is.
100%.
Instagram.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right. So I think we're going to go and read some comments from the last episode of the podcast, which was with Wendy. So we asked you guys if there was any questions you wanted to ask Rob. I think we have a couple questions. Others are just some other random comments, but I'm going to go back
just
and read one
BTS.
From...
You're just asking for BTS reactions.
Yes.
Some, yes. but so one from ResQ is, yay, I miss you so much.
Oh.
Thanks, ResQ. We miss you.
Is that aimed at... Who is that aimed at?
If it's,
I think that was
yeah,
like
well, like,
us
is it aimed
as...
at Wendy?
No.
Or us as a group?
Oh, wait.
It must
maybe,
have been.
Maybe they're like a big fan of Wendy.
Maybe.
Maybe they're a huge fan
maybe,
of Wendy.
Maybe because then she hadn't been on the podcast in a while.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Missed you so much. There you go. Boom.
It wasn't really a question for me, hey.
Either way, thank you for that rescue.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for watching.
And we'll tell Wendy.
So we have another one from Zol, which is Zora, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No, no, it's not.
Okay, I'm getting confused. All good. So questions for Rob. After dancing for so long, what keeps you motivated and inspired to keep improving?
Oh. Well.
This is a good question.
I guess, you know, not wanting to do half a job, I suppose. But also, like, a lot of the time, because everyone gets in ruts dancing, man. Like, it's when you've been doing it for a little while, even, you know, you kind of stagnate a little bit.
Yeah.
I always find listening to new music helps. And sometimes taking, like, you know, I usually try and freestyle every day. But sometimes if I'm just like really not feeling it, I just won't do it and take a couple of days just to listen to music and chill. And then
music is a huge motivator, I think.
Like, music is the source of dance, man.
Yeah, legit. Anyway, I realized at the start, I was just like, no, that's not Zora. I didn't actually say who it was. It's Derek. It's Derek.
Oh.
Oh, it's Derek.
I was just like, no, it's not Zora.
End of conversation. Thanks for
the conversation. Okay,
I thought it was someone.
I'm sorry, that is Derek.
That's Derek. Okay, cool. Good question, Derek. Next one from Derek. Here's two more. Who is your favorite dancer to watch battle? Can be international or just PB Studio or both.
Like, who do I like to watch in a battle? Okay. Man, there's so many.
It's okay, Rob. You can say me, bro. It's alright.
I wasn't really gonna.
It's okay. You could. You could. You can.
You could.
Know. You could. If you want
to. He's allowing you to.
I always love watching Keanu.
Dope. Yeah, Keanu's a dope dancer. Just because,
like,
man.
It's like he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care. Recently, started watching Bruce Ikanji. I don't really know how to say his last name. He's this US popper. I only really just discovered him. But his style, like, I actually think I do a lot of things similarly to him, just not as good. So, kind of like take inspiration from that. People from PB, like Jackson. I always love watching Mal battle because Mal goes hard. Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, so much inspiration.
Dope. All right. Last one from Zul is favorite activity to chill out with other than dance / doing music.
Oh, dang it.
So no dance, no
took
music.
My other.
Tap
no
dance?
No dance, no music.
Dude, I haven't done anything else for so long. I'm not even lying. Crap.
This really is hard.
What do you do to relax?
Yeah.
TikTok.
What do you do to unwind?
I don't know. Usually I'd like just jump on social media for like half an hour before I go to sleep. That's about it, really.
Cool.
Other than that.
So Rob's a very busy man.
This is why I need to teleport.
You don't rest. You need to rest. Sometimes. But also, you know, I support your hustle and keep hustling because you're good.
Actually, yesterday I took like an hour. I started watching The Last Dance on Netflix.
Oh,
it's about,
nice.
It's about Chicago Bulls and
Michael
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
I was about to say Jackson. Oh no.
But like, the funny thing is, because it was quite inspirational, because like the whole time it was just he was talking about like no one's gonna work harder than me, no one's gonna work harder than me.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it was like 12, and I went up to my room and just practiced like music improvisation for an hour, because I was like.
Dope.
No one's gonna work harder than me.
But then it was like kind of relaxing when I was watching it. So
that's cool. Yeah.
That's good. Dude. That's good.
Yeah.
Dope.
Basketball is actually such a dope sport. Like, it has.
It is.
You can draw a lot of connections with that and dance. I feel like.
You can draw connections with dance and everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like patterns of life. When you
understand that. It's actually a really good.
Yeah.
It's a really good technique if you want to learn something. Relate it to something you already know.
Yeah.
I've actually been doing this with my singing teacher, because, like, I told him I dance, right? And he got me to write down, like, 10 things that are important for dance. So things like groove, technique, musicality, whatever, you know?
Mm, mm.
And then he went through and related it to things in singing.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's so and so cool. I can, like, cross-reference my skills.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And I feel that's the same as, like, with life as well. Like, the more you dance, the more you learn about dance, the more you learn about life. Like, you can refer those same lessons back into life as well.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I agree.
The patent of life.
Sick. Awesome. Okay. Next comment is from Jim Rat 17. I think that's how you say it. I'm hoping.
Wait, I just realized something. Sorry, Jim Rat 17. I just realized, Rob, we play Minecraft to relax.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
We've been playing on the Project One server.
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah. Pretty much like you, me, Amanda, and Zoe.
Yeah,
Jason came on once. We made like a Project One Minecraft server. Bro, that took me back to year five real quick. But it was,
We've thought about doing videos.
On with, that, like gaming other, videos.
On gaming Let's videos. Let's plays. So. if you guys want that, like if it's something that you guys reckon would be enjoyable, like let us know.
It's pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty funny.
It is pretty fun. We beat the Ender Dragon. Anyway, sorry. Let's get back to the question.
JimRat17, you guys have a nice fun vibe. I'd like to see you guys do a BTS dance. I think ARMY would love to watch, and you may even get more crossover subs.
Well, we tried to freestyle to a BTS song once, and I popped my name out, so...
Yeah, well...
Okay, fun. Bit,
there you go.
Fun. That was the time.
No, but that's actually...
No, yeah, we...
You popped your knee out right before a gig.
Suggestion.
Yeah, the next day we had a gig, and I did it anyway. And at the time, I was like, yeah, adrenaline, let's go. And then afterwards, I was so sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire up. Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean.
But nah, good suggestion.
Probably not suggestion. All of us would do a dance cover. But like, I know some of us know some dances and stuff. And like, yeah, maybe we'll release them someday. But yeah, just keep. Cool. Stay tuned. You know, you never know what will come up.
Be patient. Something will happen. Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you, Jim Rat. Amon.
Yo.
He says, wow, I can't believe I was so late in watching this vid. That's okay.
When was that?
He still watched it. That was actually 3 days ago.
Wow.
So, I think he thought that we were going to record before this, but we were busy. And also, I forgot.
Yo, oh, really, Josh? So that's why the podcast wasn't up for a week.
So, we're here now. We're here now. It's okay. So yes. Next one was great that you guys managed to make another video even while all this home quarantine stuff is happening. We are trying to stay on top of things. It's you know, there is issues with connectivity as we've seen in this episode.
What do you mean? This has been like perfect. So.
No, this is perfect. Yeah, this is perfect. But we'll try our best. To keep it going until we're able to get back to together and doing it face to face.
Yes, which might be actually sooner than you think. Like the restrictions in where we live have been lifted to the point where we definitely can film it together.
Yeah, we actually can. Yeah. I actually thought, yeah.
But at the same time, like we do want to set a good example and we are kind good of like, example. Yeah, thinking yeah, about
you don't want to jump the gun.
Yeah, because also like, you know, if things get worse, then we have to go back to... you know, this as well. And yeah, there's just a lot of things we're thinking about, but again, stay tuned.
We are talking about it. Ryan and I are talking about it, making sure that we're not going to go too early and then, you know, set a bad example, but we will definitely be hoping. We're definitely hoping to get back into doing it face to face soon, but, we'll keep you guys up to date.
I don't know why. I just had a thought. What if I just like disconnected in real life? Like, we were all sitting next to each other, and then I was just like, doop.
Just disconnect.
Teleported into a wall somewhere.
That would be trippy.
Anyway, sorry, that was stupid. Like that was a stupid thought. Okay, continue. Sorry, Iman.
Next one. Next one from Iman was... This was actually for Wendy. So when Wendy watches this, she'll probably laugh. Wendy says, feeling fresh, feeling tired. Iman says, mood.
Yes, mood. Big mood.
So that is a big mood. It was, we were really tired that episode in particular because it was like, it was like fresh in the morning and like everyone had just gotten up. And like the only person who was kind of used to waking up is me because of work.
Yeah, so, you got that early.
So Ryan and Wendy were like, why is it so early?
Dude,
and
also,
I was like, okay, guys, let's go.
Like Wendy loves her sleep, and Ryan's the type of person
she does,
who will reset the alarm for 2 minutes later, but multiple times.
All right, listen. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. But I will say, how good is sleep, though? You know, like,
yeah,
bro.
Sleep is good.
How good
is
sleep?
Isn't it actually better just to get up, like...
Okay,
like,
but
isn't it actually worse for you to reset your alarm?
Yes, yes, definitely is, and like bad for my productivity. Yeah. But recently, I've been having like these really weird, vivid kind of dreams, right?
You want to go back?
And it's like,
that's crazy.
When I go back, like every time I fall back asleep, it's like a new episode on like a TV series. It's
that's
so
sick.
It's so weird. Like I think, what was it? Yeah. This morning I woke up and then I went back to sleep and I dreamed that I was like in a Star Wars movie and I was like,
that's cool.
Trying to,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Anyway.
Anyway, Ryan's dreams. That's another topic. next one from Amon. I'm really looking forward to more of these podcasts and also for the one, for On by BTS reaction.
Coming
so,
soon.
Yeah, coming soon. Which, but yeah, no, we really enjoy these podcasts. I know for a fact, like having this opportunity to just sit down and talk to each member has been really, really fun. And you know, I'm really appreciative of Ryan and Rob in particular for editing these videos and making sure that they come out to a nice quality. And all I have to do is just set them up and actually be present. So yeah, big thanks to thank you to those guys, because I do enjoy this podcast. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is.
I like listening.
Yeah.
Just like when I'm editing, because I do a final listen through like a couple of times, and you just listen to everything that's happening. It's just so dumb.
Yeah. Because yeah, I also do a final listen through when I do the editing class, and I always like am like just listening to it while like I sketch or draw or like, you know, fold clothes, I don't know, something random.
Yeah.
And like, it's always just like, I'm like, hey, like the whole time.
Just little chuckles here and there. Chuckles.
Good stuff.
Awesome. Okay. So Amon said, Ryan's setup is so professional, but don't worry, Josh and Wendy, yours is still cool too. So I'm like,
unlucky.
This hurts. I'm sad. Okay. I tried, as you can see, my setup's different now. It's looking a little bit better, I think.
You have the plants?
I tried to be a little bit more professional.
I have these.
I have some plants in the background, exactly.
Beat my cup.
Yeah, I got my mic. I got my lights.
Thanks for acknowledging it, Amon. We are trying. Okay. But yes, Ryan is just... He's one of those people with that aesthetic eye.
Thank you.
He knows exactly what...
No, I just
have equipment.
Because, yeah, I'm...
And he has the equipment,
Project
exactly
One
right.
gifted me equipment. Lighting equipment, so I'm very thankful.
Cause he's the birthday. One who knows how to use it. Cool. Amon is asking a question. You don't have to answer this, but do you think dancing will be a big part of your future? Like, will your profession in the future be dance related or another, like an accountant or something else? So this is actually quite funny. So I won't reveal too much about my job, but it does involve money. It doesn't involve money, but I think I personally would love to make a career out of dancing and stuff, and especially with the whole Project One brand and what it is, would be, you know, insane to be able to wake up and do that for a living, you know? Mm. So I definitely would love to make a living out of dance.
Yeah, I'm focusing pretty heavily on a music career, but also at the same time I feel like I put just as much time into dance, to be honest. I'd really love to do both. I just want to create and perform. That's what I really like doing. And teaching, creating, performing, and teaching. So I can do that through both mediums. Mm. And who's to say you can't do both, you know?
Yeah, legit. Yeah, I definitely agree with both of you guys. Like, definitely want to pursue this as a full-time thing because, like, simply due to the fact that, like, we want to keep doing it, you know?
Yeah, and that's all it is.
If we want to keep doing it to the degree that we want to, then, you know, it kind of has to become...
We got to sustain ourselves with it.
Yeah, we have to sustain ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely, like, if we could turn this into something that, like, is our everyday, that's the ultimate goal, you know? And,
sorry, my dog's looking at me from upstairs barking.
Sorry, hey!
How cute!
Yeah, but straight up, like, it's... We'd love to do that. And if you guys, like... supporting us, like that's really awesome, and we really appreciate all the people who are sticking by and watching everything. Like I know we have a small community that is supporting us right now, but we're really really grateful for
it. We are very appreciative
each one of you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
And it's like
we love doing this.
I don't know if you guys see this, but like you know, seeing some like common like usernames or like, you know, seeing the same ones over and over again, you're like, I remember
it's
them.
Nice.
Yeah. And like, also like, some of you have been messaging us on Instagram. Like that's,
yeah,
it, you know, we always send it into the Project One group chat and we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's
so,
very heartwarming.
Yeah.
Very heartwarming.
We really, really appreciate all you guys for, you know, sticking around and hopefully into the future where we can turn this into something bigger and better.
Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. Yay. Woo-hoo. Awesome. Okay, so Ryan, you're gonna like this one. So anyone says I have seen Oggy and the Cockroaches because it was first
have
it
you,
was
Rob?
First
yeah.
Oh yes,
it was first on Disney
classic,
then to Cartoon Network, then to Nickelodeon. It was annoying, but at the same time I still continued watching.
Same. Oh my god, like it's so bad. Like I dislike the show a lot. But I always had to watch it because something good was coming on after. I was like,
so you have to catch the end of it.
I have to sit through this so I can watch that next episode of Iron Man Armored Adventures. Or,
dude, that sounds like a sick show.
Bro, like, did you see the post I did on Instagram on the story?
Yes.
Did you remember
all
those
shows?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, classic.
That's if you wanted to look into Ryan's childhood, that's it.
Dude, that's just the Australian childhood.
Yeah,
that's Australian childhood.
For our gen, anyway. Right,
we have like some unique shows that is like,
yeah.
Bro, Soap Opera takes the cake.
Yeah,
Soup
we're really like
the cake for weird shows.
We're really segmenting our audience by doing this. We're like, okay, let's talk about Australian specific shows that
from our generation.
From our generation. So yes.
So next one from Eamon, he says Josh is just so happy to be disliked, and I got a little confused when I read this at first, but then I remembered Wendy saying that she liked me the least when we first started, and I was so excited about it because it was like, I don't know why, it was like, I know it wasn't like hard feelings or anything, it was just funny to hear. But yeah, like compared to now, like there's no, I don't think anyone hates anyone in P1, and it's just like, you look back and it's like, oh yeah, you hated me. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't think anyone hates anyone in Project One.
I hope.
Josh. No, but you're right.
Rude.
You're right.
No subtlety whatsoever.
is that your goal? Is like to get everyone to answer they hated you when they first joined?
Sorry?
Is your goal for everyone to say that they hated you the most when they first joined?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, I'm like, if I get the most points, it's like, I'm still winning at something, right?
The most points.
Dude, okay, I mean, this was, like, later, a little bit later than when we first joined, but when you flicked my Adam's apple that one time, bro.
Dude,
nah.
Okay.
That was it. I was like, we're not even friends. Yeah.
This is the funniest story.
It hurt, man.
I love this. Oh. So Rob had an Adam's apple, right? Very, like, at a young age. Like, what was it, like, 15?
That's not that young, is
that's
it?
That's not
that,
what?
That's pretty normal.
Hear me out. I never I never had an Adam's apple. And, like, it was always something that I looked at other, like, guys and I was like, damn, I wish I had an Adam's apple. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I've got one now. So it was
jealousy.
Finally. It was jealousy. It was purely because I hated the fact that his Adam's apple was so, like, prominent and I could see it all the time. So I thought, I'm going to flick it and see if it disappears. And
what? Dude, he's seeing it like he's got right on it.
So it I nearly did, but Rob's how Adam's hard apple, you like, right on it. And I just remember him going, I can't. And I was like, oh, whoops.
Dude, that was the worst.
That was funny.
Fire.
Only a few more to go. Next one from Amon. Totally believed when Wendy said she could sleep anywhere from the mixtape and the vlogs. Legit.
Yes.
I also wish I could do that. And yes, it is an incredible skill. The fact that she's able to just, like, lights out just like that, like, it's crazy.
If only.
Okay, second last one. Next person to be interviewed is Ryan, but he's one of the hosts. So Rob, So Ryan actually said this when we started recording today. He's like, so I just realized that it was supposed to be me.
Guys, I don't know the alphabet very well, so
But also, like, but if you were to do that, it would just be like you and Ryan and then interviewing Ryan, but like
We'll probably bring someone else on, right? Like,
we'll probably bring someone else. Yeah.
Because I want to learn more about you, Josh. Yeah. So we can bring someone else on for your episode.
Thanks, man.
And you know, we can have a
dope.
Maybe we'll have a boys chat.
Just boys chat. Yes.
Dude.
Or boys maybe podcast. all the girls. You know? Just
yeah. You know? That's another good comment, actually, is if there's any, like, particular groups that they want to see.
Any pairing.
Of, like, these podcasts.
I reckon.
Like, that could be really good as well.
I reckon we should do one episode where it's not, like, Josh and me aren't on it, and it's just the girls.
Yeah.
I would want to watch that. I would want to listen to that.
Yeah, I want to see what they talk about. You know? I want to be like, okay, without me and Ryan here, what do you guys talk about, girl?
They talk about... I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Hopefully...
They'll talk about the boys!
But yeah, I don't know. Am I on next week? Or...
We'll work it out. Maybe we'll do a long episode with the with Ryan and my interviews at the same time.
We'll see.
So like a longer episode, we'll see.
We'll keep you updated.
We'll keep you updated. Alright, last one. Last comment. Unfortunately, I commented too late, just like now, but it's okay, still supporting you guys. You didn't comment too late, Amon.
You're good.
Because you knew we were going to stall, or I was going to stall.
Again, so, thank you always for all the support.
Yeah, I really appreciate thank you it. For all the
yeah,
support.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
Yeah,
every we time. Are very appreciative of it.
Thank you.
But, yeah, we really do appreciate every one of you guys who comments and every one of you guys who keeps watching these videos, you know. It does mean a lot. And, you know, we love bringing this content to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that's pretty much it. That pretty much concludes our interview with
Big
Man Rob. The Big Ooh, Man Rob.
Thanks for having me.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, big thank you to Rob. For coming out and... Well, not coming out.
Coming out.
He's actually still at home. For getting up and FaceTiming us. But yeah, we really appreciate it, Rob. So thanks heaps, man.
Thanks for having me.
It's
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, always
also,
fun.
Also, thank you to Ryan for hosting it with me, my friend.
Thank you to you, Josh.
Always a pleasure.
Again.
Always a pleasure.
If you want to follow us, Project One Official, pretty much everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. YouTube, yeah. Subscribe,
everywhere. Yeah.
Subscribe. We got
pretty much everywhere. Subscribe.
Where this episode is actually on the new channel, Project One Podcast channel.
So
podcast channel.
Go check out the new channel.
Well, they would have to to be on
they
this
have
video,
to,
right?
In order to see this, right?
It's
yes.
True. It's
or maybe
true.
They it just like showed up in your recommended. Let's hope that YouTube does that.
Let's hope,
yeah.
Because you know,
let's
sometimes I'm like, YouTube, like, what can you do? It's What can you do?
You know, yeah.
But yeah, always a pleasure, Josh.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys, very much for watching. This has been Project One.
Signing out.
Signing out.
Perfect timing. Wow.